And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Okay, number two on the triple dipper. I'm calling this one Harris Hokum. Harris Hokum. Hokum. What's a hokum? All right, so here's the thing. Every once in a while, a bird pops in my head. I don't know about y'all. I like to play Wordle. I don't know if y'all do that. And I've gotten to where I recognize that there's words stuck in the back of my mind that I didn't know existed until I'm playing Wordle sometimes. Hokum just came to me this morning. It has rolled off the tongue. Harris Hokum. What is hokum? Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Hokum is sort of a semi-slang word that literally means, in American English, something that is used to get an emotional response, nonsense, humbug, claptrap. That's the actual definition. That's the Harris Biden, that's the Harris Waltz campaign. I mean, it's used, by the way, sometimes to denote what a show person does to evoke a desired response from an audience. I'll say this thing, and all it is pretentious nonsense. You know, other words out there. I love the fact, claptrap. I'd forgotten about claptrap. Bunkum. That's bunk. That's just bunk, buddy. Now, listen, Harris Hokum is what we're seeing right now. Harris Hokum, by the way, is on par with jackassery. But being hokum, it's also done to elicit response from the audience. It's like showmanship. It's like she's a vaudeville performer, and she just does stuff. Doesn't even think about what it means. I just run around just doing stuff. Well, the hokum coming out of the Harris Waltz campaign. I'm having trouble saying that, by the way. I'm still not used to that. It's been Biden Harris until, like, you know, the coup of 2024 took place. By the way, I do have an aside. I don't know if you saw this, Big Rig. It's not getting a lot of press. Everybody knew it, but he finally said it. But Biden admitted this weekend in an interview that Nancy Pelosi and a couple others basically forced him out. Just let it ride. Just got rid of him. Told him he was done.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you say to that? All right. Back to the Harris Hokum. Here's an example of hokum. What if you stood for a thing until you needed the thing done differently and then you didn't stand for it anymore? Or what if you stood for it selectively? Classic example. Harris has been saying for the longest time, she's absolutely opposed. She and the Democrats in general are absolutely opposed to the idea of voter ID being necessary. You can't cause people to have to show a picture ID. That's just racist. Is it really? Why? What an insult to say to, pick a minority, to say to black people they don't know how to get a picture ID. I'm sorry, you're black, so we expect that you won't know how to get a picture ID, so we're going to fight for you, don't worry. Pat you on the head, move on. All right, but what if they are having a campaign event and they want to make sure they know who's there? What do? They issue a call for people to bring their government-issued photo IDs to be able to get into the Harris Waltz campaign event. That just happened. This is some serious hokum. Do you know, says redstate.com, what the thing is about principles? Principles are consistent. Principles, as opposed to politics, apply equally in all circumstances. Democrats apparently have no principles. It says Vice President Harris was mocked online for requiring her campaign rallygoers recently to present a government-issued ID upon entry, despite the fact that the presidential nominee opposes voter ID laws. Her campaign sent out an email advising that only confirmed RSVPs will be admitted. Now, listen. This is, all right, that's an information detail. That's also a bullet in your arrow in your quiver, all right? So when you're having that conversation with somebody who says, I don't agree with Republicans always saying we got to have voter ID. It's a constitutional right. You can't make people get a voter ID. That's an unfunded mandate. You got to get, and then you can say, well, then why does Kamala Harris require for her own campaign events? What? What do you mean? Yep, there it was. So what I'm doing is putting these arrows in your quiver, right? You go out and fight these battles. When you get up there with the person who is in your fast food line or your Sunday school class or by the water cooler at work, and they say this, you come back with that. This is an excellent one. They don't like photo ID. Photo IDs, that's oppressive. That's racist. Until we're having, like, you know, a big campaign rally, and we just need people to, like, respond to the RSVP list, and we're going to check their photo ID at the door. That's who we have running for office right now. That's the hokum that we are seeing on a regular basis. She'll get on that same stage. If she got on that same stage and began to just wow the crowd with her prowess and her knowledge of policy, if the question of elections came up, I guarantee you her response would be how oppressive it is to ask people to have an ID. And yet, the people who are listening to her speak would have been required to show their ID just to even get in. All right, I got more on this. Like, we're going to come back after this break, and we're going to talk about, is she faking photos of her events? Depends on who you ask. Oh, by the way, do the Google search and try to find the story on that one. Good luck. And speaking of Google, is Google changing its search algorithms to make sure you can't see Trump, but you can only see Biden or Harris? Yeah, I'd say yes. And then, is it true that Harris has not yet posted a plan on her website, but she's taking ideas from Trump? Well, why don't we just elect Trump and be done with it then? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on this amazing Monday. So I'm in this dipper. I'm calling it the Harris Hokum. Oh, it's real, y'all. It's real. Reminder, what is hokum? It's like when a showman is on a stage trying to evoke a desired response and they say some pretentious nonsense, some claptrap, some bogus info, if you will, designed solely to evoke an emotional response from the audience. Well, that's the Harris campaign right now. They are riding a wave of pretentiousness. Don't you know? She's the vice president. She's a glass ceiling breaker. She's got all it takes, everything. What's her plan? Don't you know? She's a glass ceiling breaker. She's got everything it takes. That's where we are right now. And listen, I'm not just speaking out of school. Am I biased? Of course I am. I say it all the time. This is a show. This show is designed to be solid, conservative, and just plain right, okay? I make no bones about that. But when I look at it, I find myself thinking, if you're going to say you're all that and a ham sandwich too, then maybe, just maybe, you ought to, like, tell us what your plan is. But if you don't have a plan, then what you really have is hokum. All right? You're up there making a show to evidence a desired response from the audience or to evoke a desired response, and you don't have a plan. It's hokum. It's smoke and mirrors. CNBC, by the way. That's CNBC. Oh, by the way, that's not liberal. That's not conservative. That's a super liberal outlet. CNBC has a story that came out. Phil, did you go to CNBC? I did. It's what I will do for you and the audience to go out there and make sure I find everything you need to know. I'll even go to places that make me feel like I need a shower afterwards, like CNBC. She's been in office for 4 years. Keep this in mind. Been in office for 4 years. She has no plan. Oh, Phil, she's got a plan, does she? Because according to CNBC, Dateline this past weekend, with just 87 days until the election, the vice president told reporters that she is preparing to unveil an official economic policy platform in the coming days. It'll be focused on the economy and what we need to do to bring down costs and strengthen the economy. I would remind you all, she's been in office for 4 years. She is now running for president of the United States. Her website does not have an economic plan on it. Has there ever been anyone ever run for president and not publicly state their economic development plan? Ever in the history of ever? She goes on to point out that, you know, as we know, there's been some turbulence this past week in the global markets. Turbulence? It cascaded. It was a bloodbath. Said it seems to have settled itself, but we'll see what decisions they make next. And she also said she objects to the idea that Trump believes that a president should try to discuss things with the Fed, the Federal Reserve. Now, let me break this down a little bit. She has been in office for 4 years. She was already running for office. This is not new. What's new is her name is on top of the ticket and Biden's name is off. But beyond that, she's been running for a redo for the last year and a half. She's been in office for 4 years. And yet she does not know what her plan is. I'll be releasing that in the coming days. You will? Because last I checked, you've been the nominee for close to a month. Like, we're at 3.5 weeks, and you don't have a plan? Wait, hang on a second. I'm sorry. You were caught off guard, weren't you? This is all new to you. You didn't know you'd be running for president. You thought you'd be running for vice president on the ticket with the guy whose Bidenomics you said most recently was working. So, okay, just take his plan, the one that you were already running on before, the one you were prepared to debate over, and make that your own. That's all you got to do, right? How hard is that? Just cut and paste. That's all she's got to do. Her website designer can just cut and paste it right off the old Biden website, and that's what she was running on, so what's the big deal? Apparently, it's a big deal because she is so full of hokum, she doesn't even know which way's up. And I want to jump on this thing about having an economic plan and then saying she takes issue. I disagree, she says. Said, I could not disagree more strongly, she told reporters in Arizona, referring to Trump's comments that the Fed is an independent entity. As president, she would never interfere in the decisions the Fed makes. There's interference, and then there's going to bat on behalf of the people who elected you. Right now, there are many who believe that the Fed has overstepped. Yes, the Fed should remain separate. We don't want the president being the one who sets rates, okay? The Fed is supposed to be, but don't you think for a second that the Fed does not listen to what's being said. And when Biden or Harris is sitting off to the side going, well, I'd have to wait and see what they say. In fact, her words were, what'd she say? She said, she learns about the Fed decisions, quote, about the same time you do. I got news. That's not leadership. Play this out in your mind, y'all. You're the ones out there struggling in today's economy. Bidenomics is crushing your soul. You got a small business that needs capital, and you're working to find the means to get it. You're somebody wanting to buy a house, and you can't afford the interest rates. You're the person whose credit card keeps getting charged with common rates, and you look at it and realize that's because it's tied to the market, and it's tied to the Fed, and it adjusts itself, and you're constantly getting slammed. You know why? Because right now you got an administration that will not go to bat for you. You've got someone who has no clue. She is so full of hokum, she stands up there smiling and laughing and cackling and doing a word salad. And then with economics, she'll go, well, yes, I'll be announcing my plan soon. You've been in office for 4 freaking years and you don't have a plan? Meanwhile, she won't talk to the Fed. Whereas President Trump, he pointed out, he said, Trump reminisced about the very public disagreements during his Florida press conference recently that he used to have with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He said, especially when the board decided to raise rates. He said, I used to have it out with him. Well, yeah, he did. And Trump's not the one who makes the decisions, and Trump doesn't go to their board meetings. But Trump used to call on the Fed to get off its tail and lower the rates so that the economy could get back in gear. But Harris waits to find out from the Wall Street Journal what the Fed's doing. That's hokum in a big, big way. All right, let me shift to another version of hokum. Harris hokum. Not only does she not know anything about policy, not only does she not understand that she's been in office for 4 years and therefore she owns whatever's there and you might as well go ahead and call it yours and make it a plan, but she's also out there faking her way through the election process. Because what things she does have are not always even trustworthy anymore. Now, there's been a huge thing. Now, CNBC is mad. Phil, did you go to CNBC twice? I did. CNBC is one of many sources that is just mad that Trump would ever declare that it appears that the Harris-Waltz campaign is using artificial intelligence to generate fabricated images of its crowds at the rallies. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, social media is not the source of all information. I get that. That's like trusting Wikipedia to write your term papers. Don't do it. But it does give you indicators, all right? I know this. If I've ever used Wikipedia for a resource, it was only to give me buzzwords to help me look up real sources. The same is true with social media on other cultural issues. And when I see people posting constantly that they're catching images mixed into the official pictures being put out by the Harris campaign that are clearly indicating that you can see the same people four times in a photo, or that someone's, you know, facial features are distorted, or that they're holding up their phones, but you can tell there's nothing on the phones. You just have to go, okay, stop. Well, the liberal media is having a field day. The Harris campaign replied, this is an actual photo of a 15,000 person crowd. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It wasn't real. CNBC says, this is Trump parroting the false conspiracy theory being spread online by MAGA Republican commentators. I'm guessing I'm a MAGA Republican commentator. All I know is this. The Harris campaign has got some splaining to do. Because if they don't have artificially generated photographs of some of these crowds, then they've got some like freak show, carnival, sideshow people at their events. Let's just be honest. I mean, they got some weirdness happening in the crowd. And I look at it and go, okay, Biden Harris, you just had 15,000 people at an event. Maybe you did. Trump had 70,000. What did you say then? That's not that much. Okay. I'm pretty sure this is hokum. When we get back from this break, I'll tell you about some more hokum from the Harris campaign. Like, what's Google been doing on their behalf? Oh, Harris-Waltz, love it. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams got some Harris hokum. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. I'm just saying, slinging truth bomb, pulling pins on truth grenades. A bunch of text messages all just dropping in. This has got some folks fired up. Hokum. We're in Harris Hokum right now. This one may take us through the bottom of the hour, but John from Huntsville says, if Kamala Harris breaks the glass ceiling, it's because her cackling hit a high note so painful to every human ear it caused glass to shatter to a million pieces. I like that. Good job, John. Thomas from Athens says, just cross out the title Bidenomics. Make it Harrisonomics or Kamenomics or Hokumonomics. And the AI is going to generate some really deep fakes. Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, we could just call it Jackassery. What do you think, Big Rig? Jackassery? All right. We'll hit some of it then. Let's just go ahead and let's call it that. The Bidenomics plan is now called the Jackassery Economics Plan. Gary from Decatur, haven't we already seen her plan? It's the continuation of the Pelosi, you got to elect her to see it thing. That's wow. Well, right now, I mean, she's literally saying, you know, she'll put her plan up later. She hadn't gotten to it yet. Bruce from Springville says, I don't think Mrs. Hokum could even cut and paste on a laptop. Perfect. Perfect. Jay Graham from Decatur. Jay Graham says, Fox News was just saying this morning the Obamas have moved from a shadow government of Biden to running Kamala's campaign now. I'm not going to be a bit surprised. I'd be curious if they have a source that's more official than that, like, you know, like something that's not just perceived, but like they know she's been in they've been in meetings or whatever. Jeremy from Madison gives me an alternative word for hokum. Codswallop. I like that word. I'd forgotten that word.
Didn't you use that the other day?
No, I did not use codswallop.
I thought I've heard that the other day
the show. Maybe Lee from Huntsville used that.
Yeah.
Codswallop. I like it. It's a load of codswallop. David from Taft, Tennessee says, isn't Kamala the VP now and could push for tax reform like now? Yes, David. That's yes. I don't know how to explain it, but she wants everybody to forget. It's like somebody pointed out the other day,
I think it might have been Dana Perino, was talking about the fact that here she is, the sitting vice president. It is well known and widely believed that Joe Biden is really not doing much governing right now. He's just riding it. And I said that was going to be the case. It was already the case, but I said it was going to be like officially the case. He was in. He was on the beach again this weekend. Last week, they had a need to go to the Situation Room because of an imminent attack on Israel by Iran. And they announced that the meeting would be held in the Situation Room between President Biden and the National Security Council at 2:30 that afternoon. That's like saying, donuts in the break room, everybody show up at 10. I mean, that's kind of the sense you got of it. No sense of urgency. Why? Because Biden was at the beach house then too and didn't get back till midday on Monday. He spent over 40% of his administration just vacationing. Okay, that being said, the point was made, why don't they just get rid of Biden now? Give Kamala, if they're so desperate to win, give her the ability to be called Madam President for a few months. Run sort of as an incumbent because they don't want her to, because they don't want the baggage of the Biden, Bidenomics and all the rest of it to be tagged on her. Right now, she's riding this hokum wave, right? This hokum wave that says, hey, fancy things and happy smiling faces when we're on stage. All's good. Everything's good. Don't look over here. And it's pretentious. And there's nothing to it. It's vacuous. So just make her the president. Maybe she'll have a better time. No, 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 no. Don't do that because there's nothing to own except bad stuff. We don't want that like officially tagged to her. Let's get her on stage and pretend that she's new. That's what they're doing. They're pretending she's the new kid on the block. And she's been in office for 4 freaking years. Mark from Red Bay says, go to the post office, try to pick up a package out of photo ID. Not going to get it. Exactly. Marie from Madison says, hey, Phil, Democrats require photo ID to get to their national convention as well. Perfect. Perfect. Let's hang it around their neck like a medallion. Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Phil, what technique should we use on the Democrats that are drowning in stupidity? Should we walk up behind them, put our arms around their neck and pull them out so they can't bring us down and drown us with them? Careful how you put your arms around their neck, brother. And then Matthew from Trinity says, I know Wolverine Dan was trying to give you a compliment. What he said was misguided. Oh, okay, Matthew. Pray tell. Too many people have farmed out. They're staying up to date with things, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. Coming only to Phil for political information, the same thing that people do when they only go to CNN. We're farming it out, hoping somebody else would do something. If you don't like looking at the news because it's too ugly, don't turn off the news. Do something to change it. Dang, Matthew. I mean, never mind the fact that he basically said that he trusted my opinion. But okay, Matthew, you go right ahead and just, you know, I'll go to all these sources and bring the news in. You go ahead and go to them yourself if you want to. Google. What did Google do? Well, I'm pretty sure that part of the Harris hokum is big tech. You think? Google is, how much time have I got, Big Rig, before I jump into the story here? We got about?
You got a few seconds.
Okay, then I'll tell you what, I'm holding this one. Just know this. When we get back, I'll tell you what Google done or undone that is just basically providing more hokum from the stage. All right, coming into the final half hour, we'll take you all the way to go home time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right, and we'll be back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about this one. I mean to say Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gaston, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys again, some of y'all are already in the car, headed home for the day. One of our newest sponsors on the show is Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors, they are so cool at what they do. And so Inspire Advisors is really, really solid at what is known as Biblically Responsible Investing, or BRI. And what that basically means is if you're someone who is doing what you can right now to set aside for your retirement, and maybe even it's just an employee plan and you're letting somebody else manage it, I get that. But you may find out that here you are a right side ruffian standing up for what you believe in, and yet there's things in your portfolio that are absolutely contrary to what you say you believe in.
You may be shocked to find out some of your investments are supporting companies that are involved in abortion or pornography or whatever. All that to say, Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, they are willing to sit down with you for free and go through your portfolio, no charge at all, no upsell, no fuss, no muss. They'll be glad to do it, show you some biblically aligned alternatives that are out there. And then listen, this is how you reach financial freedom right here. This is knowing that what you're investing in is also what you believe in. It will impact your bottom line positively and also make you feel like you're doing the right thing at the same time. So you want to learn more about BRI or Biblically Responsible Investing or get that free meeting with them, then all you got to do is go to their website, which is moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or for that matter, go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. That's rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio tab, their sponsors, go to their logo, takes you right to their website. So yes, Inspire Advisors, it's conservative, it's godly, it's balanced. It is indeed financial freedom. Check them out, Inspire Advisors. I'd appreciate it if you would. And Paul did a great job on the show last week, too, by the way. If you didn't hear it on Friday, which is on the podcast, you can catch the podcast. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I just segued myself there. The latest edition of the Right Click podcast is now out. Came out on Friday. So if you're not familiar, we have two video podcasts that are ongoing right now. You can grab them on the rightsidemedia.org website. One is mine, The Right Philosophy. The next episode comes out Wednesday. I sent it off to production last night. The other one, though, is Right Click. Birdman does that one. It's tech, it's gaming, it's all that, but it's all conservative stuff mixed in with a 20-something-year-old talking about it. So if you've got somebody younger in your family that's like big into gaming or high-tech stuff, and they also kind of care about, you know, conservative policy at the same time, Birdman's got it going on. The podcast is called Right Click. So please check it out. Our website, rightsidemedia.org. All right, so I'm back on this thing, the Harris Hokum. By the way, Brad from Laredo, Tennessee says we ought to call it Cacklenomics. Crystal from Moulton just texted in too, and she said, Phil, I listen to you specifically for your opinion. I want to make sure I'm not the only crazy or sane person in the world with my thoughts and opinions. And she just called herself crazy and sane at the same time. Come on, Crystal. Well, listen, I appreciate it, and thank you. Hokum. Some Harris Hokum. Harris Hokum. I mean, she's out there just doing stuff and saying she stands for things and she's never stood for them before, and all of a sudden she does. And then Google gets involved with her. Google's helping out with the Hokum, making things look really good. Why? Because you know how it is. Allegedly, when you search something on Google or any other search engine, but Google especially in this case, you get what's trending. You type in your Google search, and then there are those, you look at them, you're like, how did that get to the top? Oh, it says sponsored. Okay. And then you look at the others, and they're the ones who were trending first or most applicable according to the algorithm. But what happens when you type in something about Donald Trump and all you get is stuff about Kamala Harris? What? Now, I thought she was going to run a transparent campaign. I thought she was going to be all about, you know, we're not the other guy. We're not out there trying to stick it to you with misinformation. Bunch of MAGA misinformation. Oh no, you've got other people doing it for you. Well, she's doing it herself too. Google searches for the words Trump rally yielded a photo of the Vice President Kamala Harris under its top stories with the label Kamala Harris rally in Atlanta. Reckon how that happened. This came from New York Post. A New York Post analysis on Friday found that the entering the term Trump rally finally no longer showed Harris's photo, but it did still churn out news articles from left-leaning media outlets that staunchly support Joe Biden's handpicked successor after he had bowed out. So what we're saying there is the Hokum is not just, I'm going to have a plan and it's going to be on my website soon. And I'm not for photo IDs when you vote, unless you're trying to get into my campaign event. And I'm going to never go to bat with the Fed because that's not what I should do, even though that's what a president should do. And then now we got part of the Hokum is it AI-generated images? We don't know. And now we're looking at, is it AI-generated search patterns in Google? Or is that the bias being put in by Google, you know, software code writers? Google spokesperson declined to comment. Really? A Google spokesperson declined to comment to the post to a tweet that its PR team had made on X on Wednesday. The tweet had said, "These labels are automatically generated based on related news topics and they change over time. Please." That's Hokum itself. The post, though, went on to perform a series of tests with Google searches with the last names of U.S. presidents who were killed or faced attempts on their lives. So we did. They did John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt. In each instance, it says a helpful list of recommended search terms related to the attempts on their lives sprang into view. However, when Trump's name was used, the autocomplete offered no suggestions whatsoever. Autocomplete. You start typing into the search pattern, and it figures out what word you're typing, and it gives you the options for what you're, it thinks you're typing. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's not. Most of the time, you type in, like, Abraham Lincoln, it's going to fill the words in for you. Ronald Reagan, it's going to come in, it's going to have the words for you. Trump's name, autocomplete, got nothing. It's got nothing. Because that, my friends, is some hokum. Smoke and mirrors. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to take this part of the break. Boggles my mind. I said a moment ago that she has no plan. By her own admission. That's not me saying that. That's her admission. She has no plan at this time for the economy on her website. She intends to have something up in the next few days. She's been in office for 4 freaking years. She's been running for vice president on a platform where she extolled Bidenomics for the last year and a half. But she still doesn't have anything on her website now? Why would that be? Maybe because she doesn't know. Maybe because she has nothing. And then she's having to steal ideas from her opponent. What? Yes. Story on the Daily Wire. Before Kamala Harris copied Trump's pledge to scrap the tip tax, Biden-Harris admin moved to enforce tip taxes. So you may not have heard this, but I'll fill you in. That's what I do. Harris's proposal right now that I'm about to talk about comes 2 months after former President Donald Trump proposed this same thing at a rally in Las Vegas. Trump went to Las Vegas 2 months ago. In his speech, he committed to the idea of removing income tax from tips earned by, you know, restaurant workers. That's a big deal. That's putting upwards of what, 10-15% back in their pocket on their tip money. Tip money, by the way, is mostly how waitstaff earns a living. Harris announced on Saturday that should she win the White House 24, she would also eliminate taxes on tips. Oh, okay. And she made her pledge in Las Vegas also. Oh, okay. Hokum, because here's the thing. She's out there saying, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get rid of taxes on tips. Except that during her 4-year tenure as vice president, her IRS and Treasury departments introduced a new program to streamline tip reporting compliance in order to better collect on the taxes on tips. It was called the Service Industry Tip Compliance Agreement, the SITCA program. The SITCA program was in a compliance issue with the IRS, literally designed to hone in and grab more of your taxes related to tips. I don't know where this comes from. How does any one person stand on a stage as utterly vacuous as this one? How does any one person get elevated to the position she's in, having nothing to run on? Phil, she has been an accomplished individual. Please tell me what she did. Well, she was a prosecutor. Who did she prosecute? Because what we have is soft on crime in California. Well, she was a U.S. senator. Yeah, for a whole, 2 years? What'd she accomplish? Well, do you realize, by the way, do you realize that Kamala Harris got elected to the Senate? I think she got elected to the Senate in 2018. And she ran for president in 2020. I mean, she wasn't even playing. She's like, I'm just here I'm just here for the snacks. I'm moving on, please. Can somebody please help? I need to look that up. Big Ray, look that up for me, man. Kamala Harris, senator, and see what year she was elected. It could have been 2016, but I think it might have been 2018. In fact, it just, you look at it and go, you are nothing but a, you know, high stepper, I guess.
Says she was elected Attorney General of California in 2010 and reelected in 2014.
Right, as Attorney General, what about to the U.S. Senate?
2017 to 2021.
2017. Okay, I was splitting the difference, and I said either 16 or 18. It was 17. Yeah, and then she immediately ran for president because the race start for president in 2020 starts in 2019. So she was there for like 2 years. I know all the things. I'm going to run for president. Don't you like me now? Got nowheresville. But she did get. How does anybody get on stage with this little credibility? I mean, I will say this. On paper, the titles are huge. Attorney General of the State of California. Big doings. It is. I'm not going to take away from that. It is. I may not agree with the things she did there, but that's still a big deal. U.S. Senator for the State of California. That's a big deal. I get it. There's only two. You're right. It's a big deal. On paper, it's a big, hairy deal. In real life, the question is, find something she accomplished. Even her own supporters can't tell you because they don't know. Because all they've got right now is a lot of Harris hokum. They're running on the idea that she's going to get to the presidency, and she's literally 87, 86 days away from the election day, and she doesn't even have a plan yet? Don't worry, though. She's going to debate with Donald Trump on September 10th, and by then she'll have a plan. Oh, good. Just enough time to come in there and wing it. Meanwhile, she's been in the office for 4 years, but she can't cite her accomplishments. Well, the Biden-Harris administration has done these many wonderful things. Find the indicators that say they're wonderful. No. Not the hokum. What do the people say? What do the people know? Even liberals in America are paying more for groceries. They just like liberal stuff. But the reality is everybody's costs have gone up. Everybody's interest rates have gone up. Everybody's military recruiting numbers have gone down. Everybody's national security has gone down. Everybody's energy costs have gone up. Everybody's border security has gone down. All of these things have been a part of her administration. And yet standing on the stage right now, the pretentious showmaster that she is doing nothing but dealing a batch of hokum to try and portray to the people that she's something that she's not. Take me to a break there, Big Rig. We'll do it right now. We'll come right back, get a few text messages, and wrap up the day, taking you guys all the way to go home time on a Monday afternoon. It's a beautiful Monday, too. Two dipper day, but they are goodins. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, the lovely Charlene texted in, by the way, and reminded me to say, and I agree with it, she said, don't forget that Harris was the most liberal senator in the Senate. Yeah, in a short amount of time, too, babe. I just saw posted on Twitter, we're talking about this hokum thing. CBS News, on their Twitter feed, posted two different versions. So you got Trump saying he'll make a plan to take taxes off of tips, right? Kamala Harris comes out 2 months later, says the same thing. No taxes on tips. I'm going to do that too. CBS News reports on Donald Trump. Former President Donald Trump's vow to stop taxing tips would cost the federal government up to $250 billion over 10 years, according to a nonpartisan watchdog group. Contrast that with CBS News 2 months later. Vice President Kamala Harris is rolling out a new policy position saying she'll fight to end taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers. Hokum much? Listen, that is just unconscionable. Same news outlet, same topic, two different reportings. Unbelievable. Phone call, Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff Rowe, how you doing, buddy? How'd your hippie fest go?
I'm doing groovy, man. Groovy. Sorry about the voice. It's a little harsh, you know.
that's probably from all that strange smoke you were walking through there at the hippie fest.
No, ironically, the Hippie Fest was, there was no smoking there at all. I didn't smell anything, but then I went to Cincinnati, overlooking the river there and everything, and oh, man, skunkweed was everywhere. Oh.
Well, did y'all have a good time, though?
Oh, yeah, had a ball. Yeah.
Well, good deal. What do you think about this Harris Hokum stuff?
You know, Phil, it's weird. You know, the vice president was a candidate. He's you know, basically trying to steal valor and everything. He's basically on the borderline of that. And then the presidential candidate, she's almost a stolen identity. She's trying to become Trump with a black Trump with a woman, I guess. I don't know.
She steals the nomination, and she hires a guy who steals valor, and then they talk about Trump being out there doing all the wrong things. It's some serious hokum, dude, I'm saying.
I wonder if at the debate she'll put on a Trump mask, you know, just I'm him. That would be a good meme, man.
I went and gave a speech the other night in Gunnersville, and there was a father and son came in, and they were wearing visors that had Trump hair sticking up out of the top of the visors. I'm pretty sure I need to find
like
one
what
of those.
I had.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can borrow what I had.
Well, I think this is going to be the next 87 days are going to be one, you know, gaslighting hokum event after another. If the galling thing right now is this thing with the tips, CBS News, for instance, the example, Trump does it. All they want to tell you how bad it's going to be and how much it'll cost. The next thing you know, Kamala Harris says she's going to do it. And it's like she's fighting for you. I'm thinking this is just, you're not even pretending anymore.
Well, just turn the numbers around, use the numbers on her, basically. I mean, you know, say, hey, this plan's going to cost a lot of money for Harris. So, you know, and the Democrats, they don't know where it come from. You're giving a lot of leeway saying the low-information voters. No, they're low-intelligence voters, because even with low information, you'd still have enough intelligence to figure out who you're going to vote for.
All right, man. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there. I got to get the grades from John real quick before we run out of time, all right?
Have a good one, Phil.
Same, man. Take care. John from Huntsville did text in the grades. He says, Wolverine Dan gets an A+ for his awesome phone call. Phil gets an A++ for his amazing performance. Big Rig gets an A++ for a spectacular surprise sound effect. And today's co-winner alongside Rocket City Rednecks for wanting to join my college football group. There you go. How about that? All right. Listen, we got plenty more where that came from tomorrow. Y'all stay tuned. We'll see you then.